A deadly wall of water.
Up to your waist within a matter of seconds.
Medical Matter puts off action on GOP health bill.
Senate Republican leaders really had no choice.
Shot and killed after a call for help.
I am heartsick and deeply disturbed.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, the search resumes today for a missing man, one of 10 people swept away by a weekend torrent of water in Arizona's Tonto National Forest. CBS's Maria Villarreal says a storm set off the surge and brought with it debris from recent fires.
Officials estimate more than 100 people were at a popular swimming hole as the wall of water and debris came barreling down Ellison Creek and the East Verde River.
Holy mackerel!
14 family members were reportedly celebrating a birthday there. 9 bodies were recovered, the youngest of them just 2 years old. One woman says she's desperate for information on her missing brother.
Megan is my brother. He has to be found. They can't stop looking until he's found.
We are taking our time, and there's a lot of debris piles that we're trying to, you know, check through and make sure that there's nobody in there.
The 9 who died included 5 children and 4 adults. There's high water in the Midwest, and Illinois Governor Bruce Rauner has added Cook County, which includes Chicago, to his disaster proclamation.
Flooding can be significant, and we may be calling for evacuations.
Congressman Peter Roskam represents areas to the north and west of Chicago that are underwater.
The skies are clear, but the water's still coming, and so there's an urgency to this, and I think that's the message.
With John McCain sidelined after surgery, Senate action on the revamped Republican health care bill has been delayed. CBS's Nancy Cordes says so has an analysis from the Congressional Budget Office.
GOP leaders were pushing the CBO to release its review as early as today, but now that the vote is delayed, looks like CBO is going to take a little more time as well. And what senators want to know in particular is how the CBO will review a new provision from Ted Cruz that would allow insurers to offer cheaper, bare-bones plans to the healthy. Over the weekend, the nation's largest insurers released a letter calling the Cruz proposal unworkable in any form and saying it would increase premiums for those with pre-existing conditions and lead to widespread terminations of coverage.
Well, now to the White House. CBS's Stephen Portnoy is there. He joins us with the latest on the Russia investigation.
Late last week, it was discovered that 8 people attended the Trump Tower meeting last June, ahead of which dirt on Hillary Clinton was promised, including a Russian-American who once served as a Soviet counterintelligence officer. On ABC yesterday, a member of the president's legal team seemed to implicate the Secret Service. Jay Sekulow suggested officers screening Trump Tower guests for weapons should have stopped the meeting from taking place.
If this was nefarious, why did the Secret Service allow these people in? The president had Secret Service protection at that point.
In a statement, the Secret Service says Donald Trump Jr. was not a protectee last summer. Hoping to get the president's agenda back on track after a whole week's focus on this meeting, the new theme here is Made in America. But that's already renewed questions about the business practices of the president and first daughter Ivanka Trump. The clothing produced with their names on it has largely not been made in America. Steve?
In Minneapolis, friends of an Australian woman want answers after her death at the hands of police.
This woman was a beautiful light. She was a healer. She was love.
40-year-old Justine Damond, who was engaged to an American man, was shot and killed by police after she called 911 to report a disturbance outside her home. Minneapolis Mayor Betsy Hodges says there's no video evidence to help tell the story.
I have a lot of questions about why the body cameras weren't on, questions that I hope and anticipate will be answered in the next few days.
Near New Hope, Pennsylvania, there was a vigil last night for the 4 young men who were killed and buried on a sprawling farm.
Hallelujah.
Caitlin Massone was a friend of one of the victims, 19-year-old Jimmy Patrick.
It is overwhelming, but it is meaningful to know that so many people cared about these boys.
A 20-year-old man's been charged with the killings, and a cousin is held in connection with 3 of the deaths. Overseas, a military court in Jordan has convicted one of the country's soldiers in the shooting death of 3 U.S. military trainers who tried to enter a base last November. Researchers trying to unearth the earliest signs of Alzheimer's disease are out with some interesting findings. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Although there's no cure for Alzheimer's, there's a growing consensus that early treatment is the best treatment. Now, researchers at the University of Wisconsin, who recorded more than 600 people over 2 years, have found that an increase in verbal hesitation, umming and awing, having trouble retrieving people's names, could prefigure the mental decline that can lead to Alzheimer's. A simple app could soon help family doctors track and treat their patients years before a formal diagnosis. Steve?
Oscar-winning actor Martin Landau has died at 89. He reached stardom with TV's Mission Impossible in the 1960s and went through a career resurgence in films in the late 1980s, playing a philandering murderer in Woody Allen's Crimes and Misdemeanors.
How the hell can I forget about it? I'm fighting for my life. This woman's going to destroy everything I've built.
Landau's Oscar was for his portrayal of Bela Lugosi in the 1994 movie Ed Wood, movie historian Leonard Maltin.
He played some leading roles, but he was really a character actor in the sense of not having Cary Grant's dashing good looks, let's say, but having the ability to take on different roles, to take on different cloaks and masks.
One thing Landau didn't do was play Mr. Spock on Star Trek. He was offered the role but turned it down. The father of the zombie movie has died.
They're coming to get you, Barbara.
Stop it! You're ignorant.
Writer-director George Romero's Night of the Living Dead in 1968 spawned a film genre. Romero was 77. Russell Strainer played the character Johnny in the movie.
From an artistic standpoint, George will be best remembered for the fact that he always stuck to his guns. And that comes from that liberated, creative, independent spirit.
Hall of Fame sportscaster Bob Wolf has died at 96. He called Don Larson's perfect game in the 1956 World Series.
Here comes the pitch. Strike three. A no-hitter, a perfect game for Don Larson.
Quite a Sunday for Roger Federer, who may have ended any argument over who's the greatest men's tennis player of all time.
With his eighth ace, Roger Federer won a record eighth Wimbledon title, annihilating Marin Cilic in straight sets. The 35-year-old Federer never dropped a set in this two-week grass court championship, something he calls magical.
If you believe, you can go, you know, really, really far in your life, and I think I did that, and I'm happy. I kept on believing and dreaming, and here I am today.
This is Federer's 19th career Grand Slam title, and it's worth $2.8 million. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
In a box office battle of summer blockbusters, War for the Planet of the Apes took the top spot over the weekend, taking in more than $56 million. Spider-Man, number one a week ago, dropped to second place with $45 million. That's the World News Roundup for Monday. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.